You've probably been hearing a lot about Harriet Tubman today, since the Treasury Department announced that she will soon replace Andrew Jackson, former president, on the front of the $20 bill. Harriet Tubman is best known for her work as an abolitionist on the Underground Railroad. So today we want to talk about the history of the Underground Railroad with Robert Watson, assistant professor of history at Hampton University in Virginia. And Professor Watson, first of all, what do we know about when and how the Underground Railroad came into being?
Well, we know that the Underground Railroad came into being around 1831. That was shortly after the steam railroads in the United States were built. And as a consequence of the railroads coming into the United States, slaves in the early years of the 19th century began to escape and go north. The first time you hear, actually, is that when a slave named Tice Davis escaped from his Kentucky owner, and he got across the Ohio River. And with his owners in hot pursuit, they eventually lost all trace of him after he crossed over the Ohio River. And the owners who were chasing him said the slave must have gone off an underground road.
But I did see reference to even George Washington in the 1700s talking about something like the Underground Railroad, people helping slaves escape. Did it exist in some form before the 1830s?
Oh, yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, in 1786, George Washington complained about a slave that he said escaped because of the Society of Quakers. And so, yeah, you're correct. It definitely exists before the 1830s.
So how accurate do you think people's images of the Underground Railroad are? Because we often think of, you know, houses with trap doors and people moving only under cover of darkness.
I think that's fairly accurate based upon all the research that I've seen. You have those people who, both whites and blacks, who know that by assisting these people anywhere, whether it was an attic, underbrush, letting them ride across rivers and flat boats, that these people were in fact taking their own lives and endangering their own families.
And of course, to have such an extensive network like this, there had to be funding for it. And we read about bake sales to help the Underground Railroad.
Yes. And quilts. Hmm. You know, people are making quilts to send the right signals to people who are looking for directions to the north. So it's a very extensive system that does, in fact, involve more than just, you know, places where people are hiding out. And the secrecy of keeping these places from being discovered by the patrollers was very significant. So we're talking about a major, major undertaking.
How many Harriet Tubmans were there, if you will?
You could argue that there were hundreds of Harriet Tubmans, but there was only one real Harriet Tubman in terms of the one who ultimately would receive the kind of acclaim and notoriety as she did. She was definitely well known, but there were others.
Why was she worthy of such acclaim, higher than other people who were doing the same kinds of things?
I believe in large part because of how she came to be a conductor of the Underground Railroad. She was born Arminta Ross, as opposed to Harriet Tubman, around 1822. And her story of how her family was split up and she eventually escapes makes her story, I think, unique in that she was one who felt that she should reach back and a comeback in this case and rescue people who had been in the same situation that she had. And the fact that she was not just a conductor of the Underground Railroad, she was also a spy during the Civil War, and you really don't find a lot of people of that era, even though they were conductors, who attained the same kind of level of respect as she did.
So given all of this history, Robert Watson, what do you think of the decision to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill and the symbolism, too, of her sharing the 20 with President Andrew Jackson, who'll be on the flip side of it, who was a slave owner and an opponent of abolition?
Well, I think it's past time to have an African-American on paper money. I'm very happy that the Secretary of Treasury has advanced this idea because it really does, in fact, reflect that we, as Americans, are moving towards a more multicultural society where all of the contributions should be acknowledged And so I'm happy that it's Harriet Tubman, but it could have very easily have been, you know, someone else, Ida B. Wells Barnett, Mary McLeod Bethune, Jerena Lee, so many other famous African-American women throughout our history. The flip side, though, is that I think it should just be her. I don't think she should have to share the $20 bill with a person whose legacy in our history is well known for having been a slave owner and also responsible for the Trail of Tears. So I'm happy, very happy, but I certainly wish that in the future that some consideration be given to removing Andrew Jackson from the back of the $20 bill.
That's Robert Watson, an assistant professor of history at Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.